Recording in progress.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining the Piscataway Town Council meeting for October 6, 2022. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of the exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall have only one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line or logged in user account, we ask if you wish to speak that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting, to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard. Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Councilman Kahn.
Here.
Councilman Rouse. Councilman Shaw.
Yeah.
Councilman Uren.
Here.
Council President Lombardi.
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller. Business Administrator Timothy Dacey.
Here.
Township Attorney Rajvira Goomer.
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch.
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the township clerk.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Would everybody please join me in the flag salute?
Justice for all. Thank you.
Do we have any comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to number 6, which is open to the public. We will be open to the public for comments regarding the consent agenda items only. So please remember, we will be opening to the public for items that are only on the consent agenda. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone, by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. And again, these are questions regarding the consent agenda. And we now open to the public.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hello, this is Jessica Cradiville. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, I'm at 1247 Brookside Road, and I had a question about item N, like Nancy, authorizing award of contract through Somerset County Co-op, roadway traffic striping, Danville Line Painting, Inc., not to exceed $90,000. My question is, I actually saw Danville Line Painting coming out and doing work on Brookside Road, and I'm confused. If they haven't been awarded the contract, why have they done the work? Or is this for a different line striping activity that they're planning to do?
Is that your only question, Jessica?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. And we'll refer that to our business administrator.
So we had a contract with them, and we've spent all the money in that contract. So this is a new contract for another $90,000, which will take us into next year.
Thank you. I hope that answers your question.
I have a question, Tim. This is a co-op item, right? In other words, we're not contracting on our own. They're through, looks like the Somerset County is the lead agency in a co-op. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
And if I could, Council President, Tim, just to maybe clarify for the residents' question here is that this is an ongoing work on various streets, then. It wouldn't be just one particular street. It's a group in the town. Would that be an accurate depiction of this co-op agreement?
Yes, it would be. So this year we paved more than 25 different streets. So obviously once you pave them, then you go in and stripe them and put the crosswalks and all that in. So this covers the work that we did going into next year, whatever we have to finish up this year and going into next year.
Council President, I don't want to beat the striping issue to death, but I do want to comment because, and Tim, you can correct me if I'm wrong. You know, we've taken a new approach because one of the issues in town, you know, that's been all over for decades has been local speeding. And we've taken an approach of when we stripe these roads, marking clearly speed limit and placing some, not really speed bumps, but little rumple strips in the road as an effort to create more awareness. That's part of this contract. Am I correct?
Yes, it is. You're correct on that.
I hope awareness is really the only way to get people to slow down. So I hope that's effective. I just wanted to point out that that's part of a new campaign that we've initiated in an effort to address, you know, a problem in really every neighborhood in town. So that's part of this contract. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Khan. I've received many compliments so far on those rumple strips. They're a good compromise between a speed bump, and now these are the newer way, a little less intrusive. And I've received many compliments to date regarding those. So thank you for bringing that issue up. Do we have anyone else?
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, Pratik Patel, 29 Redbud Road. In one of the line items, I don't know which one.
Pratik,
can you hear me?
Yes, please state your name and address, please, for the record, Pratik. Thank you.
Sure. It's Pratik Patel, 29 Redbud Road. And the question is, I think in one of the consent agenda items, there was a line item for reassessment Can you just shed more light on that? What is that reassessment for, and how is that going to be used?
Do you know the letter by any chance?
It's in the consent agenda. I don't have, because I'm on the phone, I don't have that. I read it.
Item M, Pratik.
Okay, M.
Is that your only question, Pratik?
Yes, that's for now. And then I'll have some comments in public section.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is to, we've got a retired guy that comes in and helps making sure our numbers are correct on our reassessment during before we put him into the books. This is $3,600 to pay him a little bit to help us get the numbers onto the books for the year.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey.
I just wanted to put into the record that Councilman Rouse is now at the meeting. And Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
Thank you. The public portion is now closed for the consent agenda. Number 7 is an ordinance second reading authorizing execution of financial agreement with IPT. Kingsbridge Business Center Urban Renewal LLC, Block 6702, Lot 6.02, 40 Kingsbridge Road. This will be open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing execution of a financial agreement by and between the Township and IPT Kingsbridge Business Center Urban Renewal LLC, pursuant to the long-term tax exemption law NJSA 40A:20-1 etsec, was introduced on the 13th day of September 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 16th day of September 2022. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on October 6, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-19.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. And since this is second reading, this will be open to the public. So if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public for number 7, which is the second reading.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi, this is Pratik again from 29 Redbud Road. Can you elaborate a little bit on tax exemption and with that exemption, what is it that this company is going to do for the town?
Okay, Pratik, we'll, to our township attorney, we will put that.
Everything. This is not an exemption from taxes. They're still going to pay taxes, but only they'll pay the land portion, and then they're also going to pay a payment in lieu of taxes on that property. And it's in order to help them with their financing. But they're, what they're doing is redeveloping that land that is industrial zoned, and it helps the township bring in rateables, non-residential, helps keep your taxes down. And helps the township get rid of any abandoned and unused properties that, you know, that don't help the township or township's appearance.
Thank you, Mr. Kumar, for that explanation. Do we have anyone else?
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised at this time.
The public portion is now closed for the second reading, number 7. Number 8 is an, may I have a motion to accept that ordinance, please?
I'll make an offer on that, Council President.
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes second reading. Number 8, an ordinance first reading, construction of local improvement handicap ramps on Old New Brunswick Road, frontage of block 2402, lot 31.01, block 2201, lots 23.01 and 24, and block 2201, lot 23.02. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Handicap Ramps on the Old New Brunswick Road frontage of block 2402, lot 31.01, block 2201, lots 23.01 and 24, and block 2201, lot 23.02, on the Township of Piscataway tax map, as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 10th day of November, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Can I have a motion to accept the first reading?
Councilman, our motion.
Councilman Khan, I'll second the motion.
Thank you very much. Can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes first reading. Number 9 is also an ordinance first reading. Construction of local improvement multi-use path on Ethel Road, frontage of block 8901, lots 1.05, 4.01, and 10.01. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Multi-Use Path on the Ethel Road frontage of block 8901, lots 1.05, 4.01, and 10.01, on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 10th day of November, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. May we have an offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Cahill? No? Okay, I'll second then.
Thank you. Okay. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes first reading. Number 10 are the consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, may I have an offer to accept the consent agendas?
Offer, Shaw.
Second, please.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. Number 11 are announcements and comments from officials.
Sorry.
Councilwoman Cahill.
I apologize, and I was reading something. So just want to welcome everyone to October. We've had some much needed rain. I'd remind folks who have the storm drains in front of their house to make sure that they are sweeping the leaves away so that the rain runoff will flow freely into the sewers. And I also want to highlight an event that's happening a week from Saturday, that's October 15th, which is the 5K run, which is being hosted by the Holmes Marshall Firehouse. And it will be held at our very own Y. And I do believe registrations can happen somewhere early in the morning around 9. I know that there are flyers posted around. I believe we put it on the township Facebook page, but a very worthy cause. There'll be a lot of fire prevention awareness going on. So just wanted to call that out and remind folks that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So.
Thank you, Councilwoman Cahill. Councilman Khan.
Well, I just want to say, piggybacking on Councilwoman Cahill, that I will be there. I'm not quite as fast as I once was in my youth, but I hope to see if some other folks there at the event on the town council. It should be a really good event. And I want to say, I still call him BC. His real name is Brian, with the mayor's son, who's been on the fire company for quite a while at Holmes Marshall. He's really the guy who put this together, and it's a great event that's going to showcase the community center. So I'll be there supporting it. I hope other folks will be there as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilman Khan. Linwood Rouse.
No more just to iterate what already have been said about what's going to happen on the 15th. And wishing all well and letting Michelle know that we are still praying for her and her family on her loss.
Thank you so much. Councilman Shaw.
The first thing is 24, 25, and 26 is Indians New Year. So happy Diwali and happy New Year to all Piscataway residents. And the next one is November 1st is booster vaccine clinic at community center between 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. So anybody need boosters, shots, so we have that in our community center on 1st November. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Shaw. Councilman Uren?
No comment at this time, President.
Business Administrator, Mr. Dacey?
Just a few upcoming events. This Sunday, October 9th, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, the New Brunswick Chamber Orchestra is going to be playing at East Jersey Old Town Village. Registration at the Community Center at the Y for fall events is going to open on Monday, October 12th for members and Monday, October 19th for non-members. And we're proud to announce that beginning on October 3rd, a couple days ago, the Y is expanding its Child Watch program to 7 days a week during the mornings and early evenings for children aged 6 months to 11 years of age. So if you're coming to exercise, you can now bring your children and they'll have the child watch, which is what we originally intended when we built the facility, but unfortunately due to COVID, we couldn't do that. But now we're fully back into swing over there. So let it help you come exercise. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey. Our township attorney, Raj Kumar.
No comments.
And I'll finish up with just a couple of last minute things. I just would like to acknowledge our Jewish community that just had Yom Kippur this week. I'd also like to say it's Italian Heritage Month, October, and it's also Hispanic Heritage Month. The finishes, I believe, on October 15th. I also wanted to acknowledge the Piscataway Fire 5K, which other of our council members have also. I will be in attendance and I will be walking. So look forward to joining everyone. And again, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the month of October. So thank you everyone for your comments and we'll now move forward. Number 12 is the agenda session for the November 10th, 2022 meeting. So we'll move forward with that. We have an ordinance on there, which will be second reading, construction of local improvement handicap ramps on Old New Brunswick Road frontage of block 2402, lot 31.01, block 2201, lots 23.01 and 24, and block 2201, lot 23.02. It will be open to the public, a resolution adopting ordinance, and we just discussed this. Also will be an ordinance second reading, construction of local improvement multi-use path of Ethel Road frontage of block 8901, lots 1.05, 4.01 and 10.01. It will also be open to the public, a resolution adopting ordinance, and we just discussed that also. We will also be having a proclamation for Lung Cancer Awareness Month. At this point, we'll move to number 13, which is open to the public for any questions or concerns you may have. So if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So we are now open to the public for any questions or concerns.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi. This is Pratik again, 29 Redbud Road. I would just like to start by just congratulating you on some good things. I think that Route 18 highway is just excellent. Whoever the contractor did the work, it's a joy driving to the school. When I have to drop off the kids, it's a job well done that passes through the township. On things for improvement and in the areas that I see there are opportunities, one is in the area of high school jobs, because when I was growing up, there were plenty of jobs for kids either doing grocery bagging, pulling carts, jobs at grocery stores, cashier jobs at departmental store, and many other newspaper jobs. So the question that I would like to bring to township attention in highlight of recent Mr. Biden's student loan forgiveness program, that all this fiasco doesn't happen again, is looking for opportunities for youth where they get paid to do the work while they are in at least the third or fourth year of high school, so they can fund their college education without overloading on loan crisis, at which government has to come to the rescue in later years. Having said that, I recently heard that obviously there were some issues with ShopRite and a few other things. I think there were some warehouses that were either built, but if they were built, and then ShopRite was not notified, or they were not working with each other, where they have to now move out of the town. So there was some planning mishaps that happened. That's one area. The second thing is I see lately a lot of volunteer jobs that are being given to kids. But when I ask those kids, are you getting paid? Most of them, they say, well, you get credit towards college. I don't know what that means, because in a free market, people should be paid for whatever jobs that they do, whether it be doing food services at Gayatri Chetna Center or anywhere else. This is not somebody you're taking advantage of, a 13-year-old kid. When they are putting their labor hours, they should get paid, and it should be on payroll, or it should have an audit on that. And the third suggestion is on the park. I think you guys are doing fantastic work with park planning and all that kind of stuff that's happening. Only suggestion to that is, if you can do something with aesthetic as well as function, like planting orchard trees and herbs and whatnot. And I would also highly recommend to visit Duke Gardens, which is not that far in Somerset. If something like that can be built for greenhouse or something like that, that would be a plus in addition to the community during winter months. Thank you.
Thank you, Pratik. Hang on. So as for the high school jobs, I think we could probably look into the Board of Education to see if they have any jobs for the high schoolers. We could probably get together with them. The ShopRite issue, I will let our business administrator address. I'll wait till the end. The volunteer jobs, that one I have to disagree with you. I was brought up in a family that it was a priority to learn what it was to volunteer in our community. I grew up in a family that everyone in our house did some type of volunteer jobs. So I don't agree with every job that you do in your community must be paid for. My father was a volunteer firefighter, did that for free. My husband to this day is a volunteer firefighter, does that also. Volunteer means to give back to your community. So that one I might have to respectfully disagree with you, Pratik. And the park, the plans are looking beautiful for the park. And a lot of those things that you have described are pretty much it will be a very different park than you're used to seeing than some of the others. So I think I've covered three of the things. I'm gonna let our business administrator talk about the ShopRite.
First for Pratik, we do recruit very heavily out of Piscataway High School for our YMCA, for our summer camps, and for lifeguards. We do, we go over there twice a year. We actually do job fairs, and we try to recruit as many kids as we can from, essentially, you have to be 16, so they're either going to be juniors or going to be seniors for the most part, but we have very good success of hiring Piscataway High School kids the last 2 years. As regarding ShopRite, ShopRite had plans to move to a different site in Piscataway. Unfortunately, the site got tied up in litigation, and the Sackler family didn't want to get involved with potential litigation. And it's my understanding that the family that owns the ShopRite, the Sackler family, actually bought the whole Middlesex Mall. So instead of paying rent now to a property owner, they're going to be paying rent to themselves. So it's unfortunate that we're losing them, but I'm glad they're going to be literally across the street from Piscataway in a new location.
Can I comment on a couple things quickly, Council President?
Of course.
So I think you said it very well on the volunteer issue in town, Council President, and I want to say that one of the things that separates Piscataway from a lot of other towns is we really have a real core belief in volunteerism in town. And whenever we put out the call for people to volunteer for things, we often have so many folks, it's, you know, we don't know what to do with them all. But I think part of the high school curriculum now is requiring high school kids to do some volunteer work in the community. And so that may be what Mr. Patel is seeing. And that's because that's part of the high school curriculum. And I think it's a good idea because it will instill in young folks the concept of volunteering for their community. Mr. Dacey covered much of what I was going to talk about. You know, we have all of our parks in town. You know, the last several years with COVID, things have been out of whack, but we hire high school kids to work in our parks, to work in our recreation department in the summertime. And now if you go to the community center, you'll see dozens of high school kids working probably part-time at the community center. So we really emphasize that. I think we do, that's one of the things we do really well. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly what he was referring to, but, you know, that's why you see some kids working volunteer and other kids that we're hiring. One last, you know, point, the ShopRite saga has been going on for many years. ShopRite has talked and negotiated about moving. We had thought we had resolved that issue of them moving to another site on Washington. Unfortunately, a community group who thought they were well-intended got involved in litigation that created a logjam from a business perspective for that particular site. And so they, you know, they decided, you know, they're a business. They, even though they have a lot of loyalty to the town, they decided to move elsewhere, and they did. And we're all disappointed at that. But, you know, when you get involved with litigation over development issues that many folks don't really have the full picture on, that sometimes is the result. Let me just say to wrap it up, we're actively looking to bring in another food store, and we've been discussing with, you know, various, I don't want to, you know, discuss who they are because we're in negotiations, but we're trying to fill that void. But, you know, that void was something we worked, that was something we were trying to avoid and worked on for years. And then, of course, things got twisted around. So I just felt the need to comment briefly on not so much what Mr. Patel said, but to piggyback on some of the things that Tim had talked about. So thanks for the few moments, Council President.
Thank you for your comment.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, this is Jessica Cradiville again, 1247 Brookside Drive. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
So I wanted to talk a little bit more about the striping issue, since council members and others on the call talked about the rumble strips and the speed limit markings as a remedy for speeding. So Brookside Road was repaved in the spring of 2016, and prior to it being completed, I expressed concerns to the Department of Public Works about their expansion on the width of the roadway and taking down the mature trees that hung over the road, and with the road being very, very straight and it having been very damaged over many years prior to the repaving, even then people were speeding down it. And obviously the problem has persisted. And I understand that the council is really pleased with the rumble striping, but according to the state of New Jersey, they are effective only through the noise and vibration they create. And the same noise and vibration are their biggest detraction, particularly in residential areas. Drivers can more easily ignore rumble strips than other calming methods that vertically or horizontally deflect vehicles. Without adequate signage, rumble strips could startle motorists, potentially creating a hazardous condition. They also require increased maintenance, particularly during roadway paving. So there's other much more effective methods of traffic calming, including narrowing the roadway with curb extensions or otherwise. A question that I do have, if you're able to answer it, is why a center yellow line was not striped down Brookside Road. There is that center line on School Street, and it prevents people from drifting into the middle of the roadway, perceiving the roadway to be even wider, and therefore giving people the sense that it's safe to drive even faster than if they were confined to the right side of the road where they should be. So
So I would be interested to hear any comments about more effective traffic calming methods. I had very little success when speaking with the individual in the Public Works Department who said that, in his opinion, adding a curb on the previously uncurbed Brookside Road would calm traffic, which I have found no evidence of and have not noticed. And then I had a question about where was the ShopRite planning to move to? Because if it was the location that I think that people were speaking about, that's zoned as industrial and would not be, a grocery store wouldn't be an approved use for that location. So if you could answer my question about the striping, the traffic calming, and the location where the ShopRite was possibly going to move but be interrupted by the litigation, I would really appreciate that.
Thank you, Mrs. Cradivo. I will refer these to our business administrator. Again, let me just reiterate that I have received nothing but accolades regarding the rumble strips. So as for someone saying that they don't work, I have multiple people coming up to me recently asking if they can have them on their street. So I've not heard one negative response regarding any of the rumble strips that we have put on any of the streets in town. And I will let our business administrator piggyback on my comments.
So I will ask engineering about the center line, and I don't know why it wasn't put there, but I will ask whether it's should be there. If it is, we'll put it there. Traffic calming is tough. I've been in this business for 30 years, and I've seen all kinds of traffic calming measures. Generally, they work to some people view them as working positively, other people view them as failures. People don't like noise of speed bumps, or when you put it down, one of the things is to narrow the road and put in like fake bricks, and people holler, but that makes noise. So with regard to traffic calming, there's a lot of different beliefs out there, and not all of them work and not all of them don't work. So if anybody has any ideas on traffic calming, we're always open to them. We're always trying to make our roads safer. The surprising thing is that generally when we post police officers out there to stop people from speeding, the people who get stopped most are the people who live in the neighborhood. So it's not people from other towns or other parts of town driving quickly through your neighborhood. It's generally your own neighbors. But I will look into the striping for you, Jennifer.
Can I comment, Council President, quickly?
Yes.
Well, Tim answered many of the questions on traffic calming, but let me just say, this is an issue that is to some degree unresolvable. Speeding is a behavior. You're trying to modify behavior. You can modify behavior in many ways. The rumble strips and the come with additional signage on the roadway, as I think Council President commented. The objective is to create awareness and to change behavior. It doesn't happen overnight. As Mr. Dacey said, most of the speeding is generally folks in the neighborhood. The most effective way, everybody in law enforcement will tell you who's addressed this issue, we've had numerous meetings on it, is to give folks tickets. We don't want to give 1,000 people tickets. If you give people tickets, once you get a ticket on a road, you don't speed on it anymore. So it's an attempt to modify behavior. It's not the answer to local speeding. It's one way of addressing that issue. And we're going to continue to address this issue in a multifaceted way, which is the only way we'll ultimately be able to reduce speeding. Eliminate it? I don't think any town in America can completely eliminate speeding on local roads, but that's, I guess, a more complete answer to your question. With respect to, I'll answer the question. I have no problem answering the question with respect to ShopRite. ShopRite was interested in the Edgington property, which is across from the Halper Farm, which has been the subject, I think it still is the subject of litigation. They were interested in moving there because they needed more space and more parking to meet their business model. I'm not a businessman. I have been involved in these discussions. And I mean, these discussions go back years. We thought we had convinced ShopRite to stay. It was only a few years ago where they signed a lease, a long-term lease with the property owners in order to stay there. But they were unsatisfied with the property. It didn't meet their business model. And they ultimately, as Mr. Dacey indicated, this is a huge corporation, bought the entire Middlesex Mall. So we were trying to encourage them. They were interested in that property. We thought we had serious interest going forward. And, you know, no company wants to be involved in litigation. It ties up their business plans. It slows down what they do. It creates uncertainty. And they backed out. And that's just basically the bottom line of what happened. I really have no, you know, problem, you know, up front saying it. That's the problem, that the litigation and the threat of additional litigation created a business environment where they moved elsewhere. And it's to the detriment of the town. And we're now having to deal with it, figure out how to fill the void. And ultimately we will, but it's a challenge. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Kahn.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road. So I'm not sure I really agree with you saying that ShopRite was going to move there, because throughout all of the planning and zoning controversy, the only options you were presenting were high density housing or warehouses. And then you said there was not once that you mentioned, oh, ShopRite wants to move here. So did you just omit that from the previous things, or did this happen after the lawsuit was filed? Like the order of events doesn't really make a ton of sense to me here. That was it. Bye.
Well, I'm not going to debate, you know, Brian, on the issue. Reality of it is that ShopRite's had a long-term interest in that property. That's just the reality of it. And they were scared off by the potential of litigation, which ultimately came to fruition.
Thank you, Councilman Kahn.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
The public portion is now closed for the evening. Number 14 is adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion.
Second, please.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Have a good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining.
Good night. Okay. Good night,
everyone. Have a great night.